Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Daniel's Engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Daniel. We're also carried on the Rents Radio Network. Rents Radio Network. And Ron Gibson's BitChute channel. And Odyssey, and Galaxy 19, and Global Star Radio Network. So you may listen any of those ways, and thank you for being here. Daniel is connecting with Frank, and we're going to be talking about appliances when as soon as we connect with him. You know, I wanted to mention that a couple things didn't go exactly as planned, and I've been looking for about 2 years now to buy some kitchen towels. And I am a discriminating buyer. There's no question about it. I don't think all towels are created equally. I don't believe it. And different sizes, shapes, there are different origins of manufacture, different textiles go into them, and some are better than others. And I was looking for what used to be available when I was growing up in the 1950s and the 1960s, kitchen towels that would last 30 years. And it's a tough row to hoe, finding quality kitchen towels. I called Kathy, and yeah, she's having the same problem I am. So I ended up going to Sam's Club and looking. And this was a while back, trying to find in the store, because the pictures, you know, I look at the pictures and I magnify them and I, you know, bring them up on the screen real close, and I try to find quality in the design and the construction. And I was having trouble finding it. I thought, gosh, these things look thin. They really look thin. And so thin means less absorption of the water if you're drying your hands, or less absorption of the drops of water on pots and pans and so forth. And I finally decided that maybe, just maybe, Sam's Club had some kitchen towels. There was a 12-pack, and it was like $20 for 12. It was more than I wanted to spend. But it was the best value, at least that I thought I could find. So I ordered 2 packs of them. And if you wanted the blue, which is what we used to have, they're 10% more expensive than gray or white. White's not good, especially around the farm, because, you know, if we dry something that might have some grease on it, turn it white and black. So we went with gray. And they look really nice. So as you know, I don't put on any clothes before I wash them in the washing machine with detergent first. So I put in the appropriate amount of detergent. Not too much, not too little. Just enough to wash the insecticide off what might be on the towels. And I ran it through a normal cycle and took them out, put them on the line. And when I was putting them on the line, the sun was in front of me. And I could easily see that there were gaping holes in these towels. They didn't survive the first washing. They were threadbare in spots. So the loom wasn't working right. Inspector 19 maybe wasn't paying attention, or maybe they said, the supervisor might have said to Inspector 19, that's all right. That's good enough for us. It's only going to America. Don't worry about it. So they're made either in India or Pakistan. And the loops of the material weren't uniform. And so they started shredding after the first washing. I thought, you know what? I really did not expect this. I really expected them to survive, you know, years and years before any of this happened. So I called Sam's Club, you know, the 800 number, and I talked to a representative offshore, most so sorry. And, you know, she apologized. And I said, this is really not what I expected. And so I said, what I'd like to do is, if you'll provide me a return shipping label, I will send them back for a refund. She said, no worries. She was going to give me a refund, and they did not want the towels back. So we have some substandard towels here. She said, I can throw them away. Okay. And it bothers me. It just bothers me that companies are willing to sell and manufacture products that are substandard, and they're going to end up in the landfill way, way, way too early. So in terms of getting my money back, I did. Not only that, but this young lady decided that, you know, I was polite, and that she offered me compensation for my trouble. And that was in the form of a $5 gift card. Okay. So I got a $5 gift card plus a full refund. You know, I'm really not shopping for free towels. I really want a good quality towel. And I'd like to pay for them. But I don't want to overpay for them. I just want the same kind of value that I saw when I was growing up. And it's really hard to find in anything. Not just towels, anything. Our son does not know how to buy one of anything. I guess maybe he hung around his dad too long. And he was at Sam's Club, and he decided to buy some pickles. And he likes dill pickles. They had these large jars, not gallon jars, not half-gallon jars, but halfway between quart and gallon, halfway between quart and half-gallon size. Maybe something like 40 or 45 ounces, something like that. Dill pickles, he likes them, I don't. And he opened the jar. He bought a case of six. I guess he figured it's easier on the Sam's Club staff if they stock them in six packs with a tray of six jars, glass jars, in a tray. So he'll just buy six. So he bought six, and he opened the first one, and the stem from the pickles, from the vine, was under the seal. Under the rubber seal. It's kind of like a spaghetti sauce jar lid with a rubberized seal integral to the inside of the cap or lid. And it really wasn't a good seal. So he said, hey, T, look at this. And sure enough, the stem was across the seal. Now, obviously, Inspector 19 wasn't paying attention. Or they fired Inspector 19. Or they fired the supervisor for Inspector 19, or all the above. So I looked at the label, and so remember pickles like Sam's Club, Walmart, places like that. They had names like Mount Olive, Vlasic. No. Now these come from India. So I said, bam, these pickles came from India. India. Why are we buying pickles from India? He said, well, everything comes from someplace else. We don't make anything, Dad. He's right. So, while I was on that phone call to Sam's Club, I mentioned the pickles. Oh, one more thing. Anything else, Mr. Vincent? Yeah, just one more thing. Pickles. So here's what happened with the pickles. So how much was the pickles, Mr. Vincent? $3.98. Plus tax. Well, how about this? How about I give you a $5 gift card for the pickles? Okay. Because I'm not going to eat pickles with a broken seal. Are you? Would you do that? They came all the way from India. It's a long boat ride. Or a plane ride. So, another gift card. And then in the trash goes the jar of pickles, the glass, the pickles, goes to the landfill. Seems that there's plenty of time to get it right the second time. But it seems like there's not enough time to get it right the first time. These are Member's Mark. Member's Mark. This is their house brand. This is the one that they pride themselves as being as good as anybody else. So what is the point? The point is, if you think that you have paid for something and you got less than that, it's incumbent upon you to call the company and take them up on their warranty. Because if you don't, they're going to keep hoodwinking us. And every once in a while, Sam's Club sends me one of those, so how are we doing emails, you know, where I can rank them, tell them what I think. And I do. And I used to say, you know, you're in terms of product, 10. In terms of employee kindness, 10. In terms of availability, 10. Now we're down in the twos. 2 out of 10. You know, how do you like the product availability, too? Because it's not there. At least in the one that I shop at in Springfield, Missouri. Now, Kathy in Ohio is finding the same thing. Sam's Club, where she is, out of stock. The store's not as clean. People aren't as friendly. And then the customers. The customers are worse than the out of stock and cleanliness. I mean, the customers leave carts everywhere. And they look like they've imported these customers from all over the world. It looks like Joe's new family is coming in, the invaders, and they're shopping at Sam's Club. It is not a friendly, happy, safe feeling place like that it used to be. And you would think that if a customer is going to spend over $100 just for the joy of being a member of Sam's Club, you would think that that customer would be attentive enough to and considerate enough to put the cart back in the cart return rather than just leave it wherever the heck the customer feels like leaving it. But that's not necessarily the case. Carts are left wherever the customer feels like it. And Kyle and I have talked about this and why you don't park downhill. Because these inconsiderate customers will leave the carts, the wind catches them, and they generally don't blow uphill. They blow downhill. And the more the slope of the parking lot, the faster these carts can travel all by themselves and crash into a thin sheet metal new car and ding it. So there's more to it. There's more to it than just lousy products, out of stock, poor quality control, and you have the customers. It's not the experience it used to be going shopping. I don't like going shopping. I'm allergic to people. Because people have become mean and nasty and me first more and more and more. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't think so. I think what I just said is right on the money. I'm Vincent Finelli. Don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word that you hear. Not one word that you hear in the media. Radio, television. Don't believe what you read on the internet. Don't believe what you see. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Thanks, Lewis. Frank is connected. He's in Canada. We're going to be talking about appliances. Frank, I wanted to mention something about compressors. So you have a shop where you work on appliances, you know, that you bring back to the shop, right? Can you describe
a bit of one, but most of my job is on the road.
Mm-hmm. So you do have a compressor that you use, correct?
That's right.
Is it a vertical compressor, horizontal compressor, cast iron pump on it? Could you describe it? Because what I wanted to describe is something that I've done with ours, and share this. It's a five-minute university tip or less.
Okay. I need to be clear. Are we talking about an air compressor or?
Yes. Air compressor.
Okay. I actually do not have an air compressor per se. In my job, because I'm in the field, for my compression things that I need to when I'm doing cleaning, I literally carry a little nitrogen tank around.
Okay.
So,
All right. Well, here's the five-minute university lesson.
Okay.
So we have multiple, because it's a farm, we've got lots of tires, large tires. Some of our tires mm-hmm. are as tall as I am. They take an enormous amount of air. We also have an air-powered tire machine that will, you know, remove the tire from a wheel. And it takes an enormous volume and pressure. So what happens is the tire machine uses so much air that the compressor, when we're, like if we're swapping four tires, that air compressor will probably run for 20 minutes straight while we're dismounting and mounting tires on wheels because it's an air-powered tire-changing machine. Because of that, the compressor head gets hot. I'm talking about when you compress air, even if you had a hand bicycle pump from the 1940s, 1950s, you would feel that right where the shoe of the hand air compressor meets the rubber hose to inflate the bicycle tire, it gets hot. So it's just as you squeeze the air in smaller and smaller space, it literally gets hot. Well, same thing happens with an electric motor-driven air compressor, like in a shop or one that you might have in your garage. The thing that I've noticed with about 100% of them is that the cooling system is mostly inadequate. So we have these 5-horsepower type air compressors, cast iron head, cast iron fins, cast iron flywheel with an integral fan built into the flywheel. But the air is not really directed as efficiently as could be over the fins of the compressor head itself. So even though there's enough air blowing from the flywheel slash fan attached to the compressor head, most of it's being wasted going around the area that we want to cool. So what we have in one instance is a 60-gallon air compressor tank. It's vertical. And so it's an elongated tank, and on top is the electric motor and the compressor head. I've got it about 8 inches away from the corner on both sides in our automotive shop. So it's in the corner, but it's 8 inches away from both walls of the corner. And then I built into the corner a shelf above that that literally is about 6 inches above the top of the compressor head. And then I built a wall that comes down along the compressor head. So it's shaped like an L. And it literally allows the air to be grabbed from behind the compressor, and it forces all of the air to cool the compressor fins. Now, I've used the non-contact thermometer to determine if it's actually working. And it works really well. So the compressor runs so much cooler now than it did in its original factory design. So I modified it just by building what would be like a box so that air comes from under the box behind the compressor and it blows over the fins and it's forced over the fins to cool the compressor. So I just want to share that with the class because I have not yet seen a really good efficient compressor head design cast iron that cools to my satisfaction. So I just wanted to share that with the class. Was that kind of understandable the way I described it, Frank?
Yes, very much so. And it's one of those things you kind of bang your head and said, why didn't they call me when they were designing this?
Yeah, well, it would take another $2 worth of material, and they could have done it right the first time.
Oh, I did that so many times, my wife thinks.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Frank.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. The idea was that in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. Thank God you're
take my...
When you go to
the...
For
2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank's with us. Frank, when would you like to start today?
Well, I want to say I was very honored last Tuesday to hear Jeff Frantz say how unique a program you've developed from what we call it classes, how educational, and now we're all over the world. How do you feel knowing that you're, someone is listening to us, yourself specifically, all through the week at 7 o'clock a.m. on L.A. time?
Yeah. Well, you know, Frank, we are unique, and the reason that I talked with Jeff Rentz privately of the Rentz Radio Network, and he's a brilliant guy, there's no question about it.
Yeah, for sure.
He selected USA Prepares because we're the only guys and gals who teach the way we do about pretty much everything that's not really taught in school. And the way he described it to me, there are plenty of broadcasts that talk about politics and how everything is, you know, not working right. But there's one broadcast that actually talks about what breaks, why it breaks, how it breaks, and how you can prevent it from breaking in many cases, and how to avoid getting one of those that breaks. So he really likes the fact that we are an educational broadcast. It's a class, and our approach is, it's not just different, it's completely unique. There's nothing like USA Prepares. And there's no hidden agenda. Each one of us has decided that we would like to volunteer and share our expertise, things that we've learned that work, things that we've learned that don't work, with people we don't know. Just because we think it would make everything better, we'd make the planet better, we'd become more efficient. And that's what we do. And he realized that. And I guess there was no contest. He had a slot to fill, and there was only one programming product, service, outlet, if you will, us, that would fill that. And he is very, very selective as to what he airs on his network. Just as we are very selective here at USA Prepares as to what we talk about. You know, we don't talk about things that don't matter. We talk about things that impact people's lives. So I'm delighted. My mom told me when I was very young, you are known by the company you keep. And, you know,
so I guess for our new students who are listening to us at 7 o'clock in the morning, welcome. It's been over a week that I've actually, it makes a little bit more sense for me to listen to the Rentz Radio Network because it comes early in the morning. During the day, I am still a working man. It's great, isn't it? So it's anyway, to make it another thing is that Thursday's program with Kathy was absolutely perfect. She has the second best dryer in the world. You know that. She has a Maytag. I wanted to call in, but I can't because I wasn't listening in on live. If she also still has the washing machine, the Maytag. Maytag washer and dryer were like the kings of the kings of the laundry section. Mm-hmm. And then foolishly, they decided to go into other appliances and they lost their shirt. And, of course, Maytag as an appliance, as a company, is no longer around. The Maytag name, and that was very interesting how you said the Philco and all those other names that you mentioned on Thursday, which I didn't know like the Philco for. The RCA was written, became Whirlpool, and so on and so forth. But the Maytag as an appliance is no longer around. However, the name was bought by Maytag, so please, I'm not saying, the name Maytag was bought by Whirlpool, so I'm glad it did, because Whirlpool still makes a decent appliance, like in terms of cost, in terms of what you're getting. So the only my recommendation to Kathy, because that she probably has about 30-year-old dryer. Yes, she can go forever. The only recommendation that I would have for her and other students who have a Maytag, the original Maytag product, is to try to source some of the parts before they totally are no longer available. And from a dryer perspective, things that are quite common that do go is obviously the element, okay? The belt is another one. The idler wheel, which is a little wheel where the belt drives around. and four rollers that keeps the drum running perfectly. So Kyle had a great, if she could find another old dryer and they wouldn't have changed that much, she probably could get all those parts and put it into a nice box, because that's what I do too.
Yeah.
Is I kind of take things apart and put it in different box with a model number, serial number, just in case that part no longer available, and I use them. And as for the Maytag washing machine, the thing that goes mostly with them is the pump, and there's two belts in there, and those are the kind of things that I would try to source out before it disappears. And then you can have that dryer and wash for another 30 years.
Yeah. Now, when you talk about belts, Frank, one of the things that we've noticed is that belts just deteriorate from age, just sitting on the shelf. So when we have rubber parts, and we have we have aisles of parts on steel shelving here at the farm, all kinds of spare parts. If it's a rubber part like a belt or a hose, or even washers for garden hoses, I put those in bags, plastic bags, to protect the air exchange from damaging those rubber parts. That's what I do. So even, for example, I've got spare oxygen and acetylene hose set, red and green, and it's brand new. But I know that in 20 years, if I pick it up, it'll turn to dust. So what I do is I put them in plastic bags, multiple layers, seal them so the air does not get in and out easily. I'm sure there's some air leaks, but to prevent most of the air from damaging the rubber hoses. Do you do that kind of thing too as well?
Vince, I don't do it. But as I said to you, last week I went to a dollar store, I bought some books, and that's going to be one of my first notes when the commercial comes. That is so smart. I mean, it's just like air does a lot of things. And as Kathy is listening, I think she said one time she put some of the fruits in different bags to stop them from feeling each other. See, plastic bags, air, unfortunately, even though it's so important to us for living, it's such a destroyer of things, isn't it, Evan?
It is. It is. Frank, here's another 5-minute university lesson.
Yeah.
It's about 30 seconds. So we have trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a stock trailer. We put cows in it, and we can haul the cows. So it'll hold maybe 8,000 pounds worth of cows. Has four tires. Now, pretty much no matter where you park that thing, two of those tires are going to be in the sun. Now, what you can do is you can put something in front of the tires to keep the sun from beating down on those two tires.
Wow.
So what typically happens is, if you have a trailer on the farm, you park the trailer in the same spot all the time. Well, then the sun is going to beat down on the same tires all the time. So probably two of them are going to wear out just from facing the sun. So, park it in the shade maybe, but then again, you'll have more rust if it's an iron or steel trailer, because the sun won't bake off the moisture. But what you can do is put a piece of plywood in front of the two tires that the sun beats on. I mean, those are little things you can do to prevent oxidation.
See, and that's why you're an amazing person. Like, that's really thinking out of the box and thinking of mini max regret.
Yeah.
That's why I was quite the student on the program and not a teacher in class. So to keep on going, how to find a decent serviceman, Kathy, if you're listening, you're a beautiful woman, in terms of your knowledge and everything else, and those queries. Yeah, it is quite hard, and you hit the nail almost right now. How do you find a decent serviceman who is going to be telling the truth almost 100%? No. However, I have to say that there are some of us that are quite honest and I would say do a good job. The question is, how do you find that job, that person, not that job? And you kind of nailed the nail with a hammer, I guess, my conceptions of clear. Things like that are not very clear. But when you said IBM went to there and they didn't know how to answer, and I don't want to rehash that program because it was very class, because it was a very nice class, and people can turn in on Thursdays. But then you went in there and you could answer all the questions. See, the same thing I feel about an appliance repair person. I think that a person who is looking for someone to repair appliance should be looking for some, what I call an individual, a gentleman like myself who's in business. I need to repair stuff. I can't through the day say, oh, not repairable, not repairable, not work repairing, not work repairing. So therefore, I'll take that extra step to go and see and be imaginative how to solve some of the problems that one encounters. Now, as always, friends, the word of mouth is so important. So and don't be afraid to share it. If you ever come across a serviceman that you're really happy with it and done what you thought was a good job. But more important than that, you know what it is, Vince? Knowing what is you need to know about what's wrong with your appliances. And that's where I get such satisfaction. For students that haven't been with us, we've had many programs or classes in talking about different things that can go wrong with appliances. We even had how to buy new appliances. But see, the thing is, you can interview, you can call an appliance company up and say, I have a fridge and it's not doing this. And if that gentleman knows, or person, because there's a lot of ladies in the field right now too, and say, oh yeah, I think it's this and I think it's that, and you kind of know that that's what you think too, that's probably a good person to come to your house. Now, obviously, the idea with our classes is for you to fix your problems yourself, but I know in reality that will not happen all the time. The reason why do I know? I do go to a number of service calls where they say, oh, I saw this on YouTube, but it's just not the same or not this. And I said, okay, well, you come here beside me and we'll go through it. And, you know, the joy of me teaching someone on the spot about that appliance, which probably could happen in the next 3 or 4 years, is worth more than anything that I can charge for. Just knowing that I'm there. And that's why I'm very busy.
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
you know, that person tells us some incentives, other people, how nice I look.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Frank is addressing Kathy's question of last Thursday, and that's how do you find a person you can trust to repair your appliances, your devices, your heating system, your air conditioning, your sewing machine, the mechanical and electromechanical equipment. How do you find the right person? And it's very difficult because most people don't have the depth and the breadth of knowledge and experience that goes with that in order to decide what actually is wrong, what is the problem, what is the diagnosis, and that's the tough part. So Frank mentioned IBM, and what he was referring to is many years ago, back in the late 1990s, I was brought in to make a presentation to a private academy, an academy in rural Virginia. And the idea was that the wealthy people in rural Virginia decided they were not going to integrate in the 1960s. They were not going to integrate blacks and whites in their school. So they shut down the public school system. This is true. Prince Edward County. You can look it up. Prince space Edward County, Virginia, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So the wealthy people decided that they'd build their own school system. And they did. And they built Prince Edward Academy. Prince Edward Academy brought me in to design a computer system for him. And they also brought in IBM. And IBM was first. They gave the presentation, and then I was asked to come in and tell them about what I thought the design of the entire school system. I'm talking about a campus-wide network. So it's a pretty big system. And they wanted to know had all kinds of questions because they had a chance to see IBM first, and that generated more questions that they would have for me than that they had for IBM. And IBM sent a whole team of people. And at the end, they wanted to know how come I had the answers and IBM did not have the answers. And my response was, well, I don't have any place else to go. I don't have a, you know, I can't pick up the phone and call my support staff because that I'm it. I'm the senior guy in our company. So I did have the answers, and they were kind of surprised that IBM did not. Now, what this means is they're exactly what Frank said. You want the guy who actually knows how to do it, the guy who turns the screwdrivers and the wrenches. You want that person. You don't want the salesperson because the salesperson generally doesn't know much about how these things work. So we've seen in Springfield, Missouri, in the surrounding area, where a company is called, there's a problem with the heating and ventilation and air conditioning system in a commercial building. They call a big company. The big company sends a sales guy. Sales guy says, yeah, a new unit. You need a new unit. You know, it doesn't make any sense, you know, to keep fixing this thing. It's, you know, it's several years old, and just get a new one with the warranty. And, you know, for $12,000, $15,000, $18,000, we'll put a new one in. We'll get the crane, and we'll put it up on the roof. You know, we'll take the old one off. And it's a capacitor, you know, a $12 capacitor. That's the problem. So you really don't want those guys. And then here's one other small five-minute university lesson. So the phone rang when I was in Virginia in our shop. And a guy called, and I picked up the phone, and I said, hello. And he said, so, Mr. Finelli, I got your name here. It's on the list, and I'm calling you because our firm is a financial advising firm, and we've got your name, and we can make the investment that's going to make you a lot of money. I said, really? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so where'd you get my name? Well, I don't know exactly where we got your name, but it's on this list here, and you come highly recommended to us, and we can help you with your financial investments and generate a lot of return. And I said, so let me ask you just a quick question. How old are you? The guy said he was like 27. I started laughing. And I said, I'd have to be out of my mind. I would have to be absolutely out of my mind to take financial advice from a 27-year-old guy that I don't know, who doesn't know where he got my name from. Said, at 27, you've never been through a depression. You've never had a hard day in your life. You've never known what it's to be hungry. And you want me to take your advice? Thank you very much. I hung up. So, you know, there are plenty of people who can pretend that they know who don't know, Frank. It's as simple as that. And it's outrageous when people are in the automotive repair business and the customer says, well, you know, I really don't know what to do. My husband thinks it's this is the problem. What do I do? What is the problem? And the guy who is supposed to be the expert really doesn't know either. So he makes it up. It's outrageous. So, class, the bottom line is, well, it's that, you know, there's some immutable things that we say here at USA Prepares. And one of them is, you're going to have to do it yourself. You're going to have to change your oil. You're going to have to turn the wrenches. And if you haven't done it, you're going to have to. You're going to have to learn because the people out there lie, cheat, steal, obfuscate, misrepresent, and will hoodwink you. And if you listen to what Frank said, I did. I wrote it down. Maytag, the things that go bad are the element, the belt, the idler wheel, and four rollers. Heck, for $100, you can have everything you need. One of each. Well, and four rollers and the idler wheel. You can have all of it. Probably less than $100. Put it in a plastic bag, and you're going to be good to go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.